It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We've often heard talk about compo culture and people trotting into court and getting thousands and thousands of euro for something that really wasn't, well, you'd think, worth thousands and thousands of euro. Now, years ago, a couple of years back, the Personal Injuries Assessment Board, which now has a new name, PIAB, came up with a whole new set of guidelines, and they were approved by the judges, a whole new set of guidelines as to how they will assess personal injury. And they did up what's called a new book of quantum. And in plain English, what a book of quantum is if you fall over and hurt your toe, there's a certain amount that you're allowed to get in damages for that. If you do something more severe to yourself, if you should happen to be unlucky enough to fall over and break your hip, then there's a certain amount due to you for that. And if you're in a car crash of some kind and you injure yourself in a particular way, then you're entitled to a certain, and it's set according to the book of quantum. That's all you need to know about that. Is it, you can actually get it and read it online, what's in the book of quantum for a particular injury. It's very open and very accessible. Now, a woman called Bridget Delaney, she to be from Dungarvan in County Waterford, went to court over this, and she went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the other day in the Supreme Court said, actually, no, Mrs. Delaney, this is constitutional, this is perfectly legal, and this new book of quantum is okay with us. And personal injuries awards can be given using this new book of quantum. And what originally happened, the details are a bit vague in my head now, but originally Mrs. Delaney was awarded damages for something that happened to her. She thought that she was entitled to more, and she went to court and she lost her case. She was challenging the guidelines, and the guidelines are now found to be A-OK with the Supreme Court. Now, that should in turn trickle down to better deals on our insurance, be it public liability, be it car, be it your leisure centre, be it anywhere you have to have insurance. It should trickle down and lead to lower cost insurance. Paul Kavanagh of McCarthy's Insurance joins me. I hope I've summed that up fairly well, Paul. This book of quantum has now been upheld by the courts, and that should be very important in terms of the cost of insurance. Good morning. Good morning, Paul. He's not there, lads. Just check and see, is he on the line for me? Just double check. Paul Kavanagh, McCarthy Insurance is our go-to for these. But Bridget Delaney's a woman from Dungarvan, and I think she'd been awarded about 3,000 for some damages. And okay, I'm come back to Paul. Sorry about that. She'd been awarded some damages. She didn't agree with the amount of damages that she was awarded, and they were coming according to the Book of Quantum. She decided to sue, to suggesting that the Book of Quantum and it, the way it was being enforced, wasn't constitutional. She lost her case the other day in the Supreme Court, and with a bit of luck, that should bring down all of our insurance costs. Is he there now? He is, Paul.
Yeah. Ah, there. Good morning, PJ.
Paul Kavanagh, McCarthy's Insurance. Happy to turn to you in times like this. I hope I'm summing it up accurately enough. Good morning.
You've made a very good job there, PJ, at summing it up, may I say. For anybody looking it up online, it's called the Personal Injuries Guidelines, and they were changed from the Book of Quantum in April 21. That's when a number of minor injuries were reduced down from the original ones. So to give your listeners a bit of a flavor there, if you had whiplash, 10 years ago, you'd have been looking at 10,000 to 18,000 euros. Now you're looking at more of 8,000 euros.
Yes.
So about 44% decrease on average on minor injuries, not major injuries. So anybody with major accidents, any type of serious injuries whatsoever, that will still be catered for in the High Court and is not really affected by this. But the minor injuries are now, you can look up under the personal injuries guide, and it tells you exactly the guide. So for a minor neck injury where a substantial recovery takes place, it's between 3,000 and 6,000.
Yeah.
And that was at least double that, if not triple it, there a number of years back.
Yeah.
The significance of the case of the Supreme Court ruling on Tuesday is actually that Mrs. Bridget Delaney, who had a claim against Waterford City and County Council back in 2019, she was actually challenging A, the size of the award, and B, obviously brought into that was the constitutionality of the whole thing. And the Supreme Court have ruled a majority that, number one, the new Book of Quantum has been replaced by the personal injuries guidelines, and they are in effect, and she must be paid under that, so she will get her 3,000 euros. Yes.
So if you fall over in the street and you hurt yourself, soft tissue injury, bruising, you'll be sore and uncomfortable for a week or two, you can actually go online and you can look up how much you'd be likely to get in compensation if it is, for example, the City Council's fault.
Yeah, it's under the ICAI, the Irish Claims Authority. You will find everything under that. And in the past, PJ, when we've been discussing this, people will say, oh yeah, we know that there's minor ones, but there are ones that are elongated as well. If you look at this, you will see minor, moderate, and severe. And the Personal Injuries Board now will have the authority to actually rule on your claim. What happens, the question is, if you decide, well, say they awarded you 10,000 and your solicitor says to you, well, I think you should get more or whatever. Well, then if you go to court and you lose, then you pay the costs. If you go to court and win a bigger award, you get the costs. Mm-hmm. So this is a very fair system.
Yeah. Like I'm still calling them PIA, but they have a new name now. What is it, Paul?
IRB. This is, I know it's a bit confusing. The IRB, the Insurance Resolution Board.
Okay, so we call them the board.
Yeah, but they're personal injury guidelines.
Yeah, so if I injure myself or I'm injured in a minor accident of some kind and I go through the board and the board says to me, PJ, you're entitled to 7 or 8 grand and I accept that, end of story. But then I say, no, I think I should have more. I go into court and the judge might say, actually, no, I think, PJ, the board made the right decision. Not only do I lose my court case, I'm liable for all the costs.
You don't get anything and you get what the resolution board awarded you and you pay the costs, yes.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. How might that affect insurance premiums, or how should it affect insurance premiums?
Well, I suppose, look, it's not very often I come on and tell you this is good news. This is great news, actually, once this trickles down into the insurance premiums. And it's excellent news in one way. So if I was talking to an insurer, and we've been talking to a number of insurers in the last 40 hours, we're saying to them, look, all those claims that you've on your books that you have reserved at very high amounts can now be reduced.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be liable for all those claims at all. So that's number one. So there will be prior year reserves coming into 2025. But in advance of that, you should start reducing your premiums. Now, we're seeing some of it already. There is a softening, as we call it, in the liability market, which is the main market affected by this. The other one, obviously, being the motor for the soft tissue injuries. But we are seeing some already, and we spoke to representatives at Lloyd's actually on Tuesday evening, and they welcome this greatly, and hopefully we'll be able to get some insurers back into the country, because a number of them left A, because of these awards, and B, because our claims culture, and B, because of Brexit. So most of those things have been got over now, and Lloyd's can come through Brussels, and a number of the UK insurers have set up offices in Dublin and the American insurers. And if we can entice a number of them back in, it will be more competition.
Yeah. Another thing that used to happen was that the board, and I'm using that term.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And broadly, the board, the findings of the board had to be accepted by both sides. So you might accept what they'd put aside for you, but the person you're suing mightn't. Can this still happen?
Well, okay. I suppose in reality, yes, of course it can still happen. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's the claimant's choice as to what they want to do. If they want to pursue the legal situation in the district court up to 15,000 and in the circuit court up to 60,000, yeah. They do run the gauntlet, as we explained at the start, of losing their appeal.
Yeah,
and then being liable for the costs. So fixatious claims will not be entertained. And I was reading about a few of those that were reported in the media in the last week where claims had been thrown out. Well, they will now be liable for the costs.
I see. So this, now, whatever about public liability, whatever about someone's leisure centre or restaurant or whatever, their insurance coming. What about car insurance, Paul? Could this have implications for car insurance?
It should, absolutely, based on the minor injuries that we were discussing. Neck injuries, usually the one, back pain, and they're the two ones that I picked on in particular. They're severe, moderate, and minor. They're in the Irish Claims Authority handbook. They're there for everybody to see, pages 29 to 31. You can read about it all. And just in case anybody's worried that their claim is going to be cut in two or anything like that, for major, for really serious claims, the amounts are up to €500,000.
I see. A question that's come up lastly, seeing as you're there, Paul, it always happens. Would you ask that man? I have some points that are due to end, or they're due to, you know, delete themselves in September. Says John. Will my conviction be off my record when my points are off my record? That's a very good question, Paul.
It's an excellent question, PJ. We can only read between the lines here that this person has 12 penalty points, because that's when you are actually put off the road.
Mm.
Now, there's a couple of huge problems associated with this. First of all, the person has accumulated 12 penalty points, which is a black mark in the insurer's book. Number two, then they have a conviction for being put off the road. That conviction stays with them. until those penalty points are taken from their license, which takes 3 years in turn. So that person is in difficulty, no matter what way we look at it.
Yeah. So does are you saying there that the conviction expires in terms of your record? The conviction expires with the points.
Yes, when the points are gone, completely gone.
Okay.
Now, you have to look at every case individually, because you can, like, if you had points for dangerous driving, it would be far worse. But an underwriter will look at that far worse than, say, driving with a mobile phone, as an example.
Understood.
But the big problem with all of this is there's hundreds, I won't say hundreds of thousands, but there are. The figures show there are thousands of people out there, up to 100,000 people, that have not handed up their license when they got the 12 penalty points. And they're all driving around illegally. And that could cause serious problems in the event of a claim.
Yeah, yeah.
Your insurance would be invalid. You're off to the Motor Insurance Bureau, and then your assets are at stake there.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of just general uninsured driving going on as well, isn't there, Paul?
There's a huge amount of it, and I think I think if I can say one thing, you know, we do need to support the Gardaí. We need more Gardaí out there making sure, and they now have the equipment to check. It comes September, they'll have everybody's license. They know everything about the car that's coming at them, whether it's insured, NCT, taxed, etc., about the driver then associated with that vehicle. So Paul Kavanagh, he will be associated with his vehicle, and they will be able to tell whether Paul is off the road or not.
And lastly, Paul, I know we're going off where we started now.
No, you're fine.
We're talking a lot on the show lately about road safety and how we might reduce the increasing numbers. It's 62 now, I think, of people already dead, and it's only the middle of April. Like, is there any way, from your point of view, that we might make our roads safer again?
If we want a quick fix, it's get the Gardaí out there. If we want a quick fix, putting up signposts about reducing speeds, I don't think is going to do anything, because the people will still break the speed limit. But if there's a speedo van there, or if there's a Gardaí there, for example, I come through the Dunkettle roundabout every day, and the sign says 60, 60, 60. There's nobody there. They're flying. If I go down to 80, they're flying past me at 100. So, you know, if there was a speedo van there, we'd all be down to 60.
That's the truth. Paul, thank you. As always, Paul Kavanagh of McCarthy's Insurance. So hopefully, because of this decision in the Supreme Court, which threw out the claim brought by Mrs. Delaney from Dungarvan County Waterford, and no harm to her, she's entitled to do what she wants to do and take whatever case she wants to take. But because of the Supreme Court throwing out her claim that the whole thing was unconstitutional, it now means premiums of all kinds, should start to come down. Thanks, Paul.
Cork's 96 FM.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.